Level 4.0, Story 19, Arctic Tern, Track 1, Key Words. Read along quietly while I read the key words and their definitions. Nesting. Animals making a home with twigs or mud. Travel. To go from place to place. Antarctic, the South Pole. Arctic, the North Pole. Stop the CD. Use the title, picture, and key words to help you write a prediction. Arctic Tern, Track 2. Read along quietly while I read. Can you imagine a bird that flies from one end of the earth to the other every year? The Arctic tern covers the greatest distance of any migrating bird. They travel 14,000 miles from above the Arctic Circle to the tip of South America. Some birds must migrate or travel every year from a cold climate to a warmer one. The Arctic tern is not a large bird. It is only about 17 inches long, a little bigger than a crow. They begin their trip south when their young are less than 4 months old. For most of the year, the sun never sets for these birds. They enjoy almost 24 hours of sun during the day during their nesting season in the Arctic. They raise their young, and by August, they are ready to set out for the Antarctic. It takes them about 13 weeks to make the trip. They travel about 200 miles per day. They winter in the south, and by next spring, they are ready to fly back to their nesting grounds in the north. How are these birds able to find their way so well? Does the position of the sun tell them where to fly? Or do they see familiar landmarks? No one knows for sure. Arctic Tern, Track 3. Read along for a second time. Can you imagine a bird that flies from one end of the earth to the other every year? The Arctic tern covers the greatest distance of any migrating bird. They travel 14,000 miles from above the Arctic Circle to the tip of South America. Some birds must migrate or travel every year from a cold climate to a warmer one. The Arctic tern is not a large bird. It is only about 17 inches long, a little bigger than a crow. They begin their trip south when their young are less than 4 months old. For most of the year, the sun never sets for these birds. They enjoy almost 24 hours of sun during the day during their nesting season in the Arctic. They raise their young, and by August, they are ready to set out for the Antarctic. It takes them about 13 weeks to make the trip. They travel about 200 miles per day. They winter in the south, and by next spring, they are ready to fly back to their nesting grounds in the north. How are these birds able to find their way so well? Does the position of the sun tell them where to fly? Or do they see familiar landmarks? No one knows for sure. Arctic Tern, Track 4. Read along for a third time. Can you imagine a bird that flies from one end of the earth to the other every year? The Arctic Tern covers the greatest distance of any migrating bird. They travel 14,000 miles from above the Arctic Circle to the tip of South America. Some birds must migrate or travel every year from a cold climate to a warmer one. The Arctic Tern is not a large bird. It is only about 17 inches long, a little bigger than a crow. They begin their trip south when their young are less than 4 months old. For most of the year, the sun never sets for these birds. They enjoy almost 24 hours of sun during the day during their nesting season in the Arctic. They raise their young, and by August, they are ready to set out for the Antarctic. It takes them about 13 weeks to make the trip. They travel about 200 miles per day. They winter in the south, and by next spring, they are ready to fly back to their nesting grounds in the north. How are these birds able to find their way so well? Does the position of the sun tell them where to fly? Or do they see familiar landmarks? No one knows for sure. Stop the CD. Now practice reading the story.